I won't do this, but wouldn't it be funny if I started every episode with the Eagles fight song?
Your daily Lex.
So already people are like ready to move on from the Eagles Super Bowl victory as a story. Not me. We're, you know, world champions. Take that, Neptune. But yeah, I don't know. I still excited about it. Still pleased. But I thought I would tell a story completely unrelated to the Super Bowl from college. I was a linguistics and cognitive science major, which I talked about recently when I was interviewed on the Grammar Girl podcast. And a local friend of mine, Andy, was like, he's guest hosted this show once. He was like, I didn't even know that. I know nothing about you. I feel like everybody knows I was a linguistics major. So the fact that Andy didn't surprised me. But when I was a linguistics major at Brandeis, first of all, there were not very many of us, like fewer than 15 total majors, students taking that major. And now Brandeis, or at least the last time I checked, doesn't even offer linguistics and cognitive sciences major. I liked it for several reasons, including the fact that it sounds like a double major. Oh, I majored in linguistics and cognitive science, but it was just the one thing. But one of the classes I took, shockingly, was Intro to Linguistics. And that was one of those huge classes, big seminar style class in a giant theater style classroom. And then, of course, it gets smaller and smaller as time goes by, not in that class, but in successive linguistics classes, because now there's much fewer people taking it. But anyway, my professor was a woman named Joan Mailing, and there was an early assignment. And this was, you know, the internet existed, but the internet, like, feels like it had like a couple hundred websites. You couldn't look up everything there. And the assignment came through, list every phonetic consonant sound that exists in the English language. Don't worry about the vowel, but list every consonant sound. And I took this assignment seriously. And, you know, I was using, I don't even know what app it would have been. Maybe ClarisWorks, but I was using some word processing app and I really made it look beautiful, right? Like there was no bounds in terms of what the assignment was meant to look like. So I had this chart, two columns where like on the left was my representation of the sound, in letter form. And then on the right, it was like examples, like here are words where you can get that sound from. And, you know, you got your obvious ones. You got your buzz and your cuz and your sizz. But then it was like, you know, there's CH and SH. And then there's two different versions of TH. There's the TH that's like in throw, but also the TH that's in that, a different sound. And I'm really going crazy. And I list every single one that I can come up with. These slimes are turned in, and then it's a week or two later. And I have one of those moments where I'm in the class. And the TA is speaking, and he's like, Professor Mailing was very impressed with one of you in particular who listed every single consonant sound that does exist in the English language. And I'm like, well, no way, it was me. I mean, I only had 30-something or whatever. I don't know. I made up that number just now. But he goes, so Lex Friedman, if you're here, could you please stand up? And I was like, I'm not going to stand up. Nope, that's really, this is awkward. Wow. And it's like, oh, is Lex Friedman not here? And I'm like, oh my God, I can't have to think I'm not here. So then I do get up. So then I'm also like the weirdo who didn't stand up the first time, but whatever. And he makes the whole class, which is like a couple hundred kids, applaud for me. And then when we collected our assignments later, he did say, the only mistake you had was that you listed one sound that you had already listed because it's really a combination of two other sounds. And I actually blame my own name for it because I had listed X as its own consonant sound. And of course it's not, because X is really KS. You can spell my name LEKS. Please don't. The other guy should. Yeah, that came up recently in a conversation with Sierra, and I thought I would share the story with you in this, my newfound quest to always have fun topics to cover on the show. This might be college week. Who knows? I got a bunch of college stories listed in my note, so we'll see. Of course, if you have questions or topics you'd like me to tackle on your Daily Lex, bribe me or just write to me on social media. You can find me. I'm on the good platforms, not the bad ones. And if you need to know any English consonant sounds, I got your back.
Lex.